NBR All-Star Game will be played in Washington, D.C.'s MCI Center on Sunday, the house that Michael Jordan is trying to fill. Now, who's going to win the game? Maybe the team with the greatest number of All-Stars actually playing. There are probably more All-Stars sitting out than in town. Lonzo Mourning and Grant Hill were voted in as starters, but they're out for the season. Shaquille O'Neal is nursing an injury. He won't play, but Kobe Bryant and Vince Carter, who are also hurting, will play. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. They could all drop out. They wouldn't ask any of the Bulls to play.
Yes, and I don't believe anyone's in town. I have to ask, is Kobe playing just to show up Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, why not? I mean, they've been fighting all year long. It's so cute. Here they are, the defending NBA champions, and they've found something to fight about. But, you know, that sort of sets the tone for the whole All-Star game, Scott. It reminds me a lot of Super Bowl week all over again, the biggest day on the NFL calendar, and all anybody wanted to talk about was Ray Lewis, you know, who had just been acquitted of whatever it was he'd been charged with. And now here you have the NBA's midwinter carnival, and it's if all anybody really wanted to talk about was the great players that weren't there, maybe the league could live with that. But, Scott, those absences are just a metaphor for what really troubles the league these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, attendance is down. TV ratings are down about a third since Michael Jordan's retirement.
Yeah.
Scoring is way down. And I don't know about you, but I am hearing more and more people saying that the game is slow,
yes,
static, boring.
Yeah.
And then, Scott, you've got one more thing, mm-hmm, which is the perception that the league is populated by so many bad apples these days.
Yeah. Let me ask a question that is posited in the supposition that I still care. How is it? Everything's happening to the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe and Shaq are squabbling, as you note. Phil Jackson's getting criticized in print for the first time I can recall. And you know what? They're still just 2.5 games out of first.
Exactly. They've won 2 out of 3, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, I think what happened, Scott, is that it looked like the Lakers were settling in for a nice long run at the top. But, you know, it goes back to the old phenomenon of winning creates a lot of problems that weren't there when you weren't winning.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody wants credit for things. And in this, you know, kind of hyped media atmosphere, one thing gets picked up and then another thing and then another thing. And people keep asking Kobe about it, keep asking Shaq about it. You know what we're really going to find out, Scott, is whether Phil Jackson really is as great a coach as he's always been. Because this is always what he's been best at, isn't
exactly
it? Melding the various personalities, getting them to sacrifice individual for the whole. That's what made Michael Jordan the great star that he was, making him understand that his great reputation would come on winning as much as on being the great individual star.
Yeah. Are you surprised the Philadelphia 76ers have the best record in the NBA?
Well, that was one of the other things I wanted to get into, Scott, is what all of what we've been talking about obscures is that the standings are very interesting. Philadelphia, who everybody thought was a nice team but not a great team, has been at the top of the Eastern Conference since the season began.
Yeah.
You've got Milwaukee, who nobody really counted on being up there. The Knicks playing well, which is always good for the NBA.
Yep.
In the West, Sacramento's playing well.
Yeah.
Minnesota's coming on like gangbusters.
What a nice story, Sacramento and Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. So the standings are kind of interesting, but the big problem is that if people don't get excited about the game, if they've decided that the game is not that running up the floor, exciting, pulling up for a long-range jump shot kind of game that they came to love, but is just this big, lumbering, physical kind of game that nobody really enjoys, then the NBA is in trouble.
Ron, I'd love to chat, but, you know, the MCI Center is just a couple blocks away from the studio here, and Vince Carter has shown up for breakfast. Vince will be with you. Take a seat, man. We'll be with you in just a moment, okay? Ron, I got to go.
Have fun, Scott.
Thank you. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, speaking from Chicago.